Listener, I am on the road. I'm in Vermont. So right now I'm going to do this without video. So you just get to hear my torn apart vocal cords from, why do I went into Russian there? Torn apart vocal cord from years of screaming at bottom. Scream at bottom. Destroy vocal cords. Eat too much pussy. Destroy vocal cords. Oh, man. Happy Monday, Bottom Nation. Wow, I taped the special this week. Isn't that bananas? Wow, just the greatest thing ever. I'm so excited. I'm so excited to see you guys in Chicago. There's a couple tickets left for the, we kept adding shows because it sold out. So there's a couple tickets left for the Sunday show if you guys would like to come. And then we have like Tampa, Miami, Fort Lauderdale. We have Winnipeg coming up. Lots of tour dates. So it's really helpful if you can go and sign up for my text alert or email alert. International, it's probably easier to do the email. All of this is on my website. And it's really helpful because I'm actually going to send everyone an email and a text when the special drops. I'm very overwhelmed. But I have hope that it'll all go the way I want it to. And we can really go mainstream with some of this gay humor. Some humor and some humor from a gay person. And maybe make a bigger impact than just within our community here. And I hope this podcast reaches straight people and helps them. Whatever, I'm rambling. Sorry, guys, I'm emo. I'm a little emo today. And today on the podcast, a frequently requested guest, we have Allie Bellairs. I hope I'm saying that right. She's fucking hysterical. I found out on the podcast she's an aspiring comedian. She is a comedian, and she's going to get on stage very soon. She's so fucking funny. And she's so honest and raw and vulnerable about a previous toxic relationship and has some tips for getting out of those and how to, you know, kind of survive. I mean, it's such a great episode. We do not get into graphic discussion, but obviously if we're talking about toxic relationships, it might be a little bit of a, like, emotional episode for some of you. So just be aware of that, particularly during Allie's story. Listener, this episode is brought to you by Helix, my absolute favorite mattress. I am getting the best sleep of my life on a Helix, and you can too if you go over and take their little quiz, their 2-minute quiz. It's going to match you with the perfect mattress for you, and you'll be sleeping like a baby in no time. And right now, Helix is offering 25% off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/gaysex and use code HELIXPARTNER20. This is their best offer yet, and it won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now.
I haven't had hate sex in years, and so I fear that I'm going to sound a tad bit gay when I say that it's just so passionate. There's so much eye contact.
And the sex is so good.
Nobody's saying it's not hot. We're saying it's not healthy. Like, when I was a Hey Mama's lesbian, I mean, yeah, if it had a hole, you had to be careful. Like, you couldn't leave me with cantaloupe. So I don't want to bring this up, but this is so fucking funny. So I type in we're having gay sex, and then I scroll around a little bit. No, I'm just kidding. No, I type in your podcast. I type in your podcast, and the first video that comes up, this is so not cool for me to say, but I feel like I can say it to you. The first video that comes up is your breakup podcast.
Wow, that's rough. That's really like, rough.
And I'm like, no.
You're like, I don't know this woman. No, I don't need to watch her cry.
No, actually, I thought it was really cute of you just because that is super vulnerable. And you, on stage, you're such a dick, you know? that to see you like that, I was like, okay, there's a heart in there.
Yeah, I mean, the dick, it's really funny, the difference between who I am on stage and who I am off stage. Alex knows, like, I'm a sensitive little baby.
Yeah.
I'm like a little teeny tiny baby.
Yeah. Masculine lesbians all over the world felt that one.
Yeah. And that episode, yeah, I was just like a little, I edited it myself too, because Alex was new to the team.
You're crying watching it back.
Yes. It was horrible. Alex was new to the team, and I was like, I cannot subject Alex to editing my breakup episode as his, like, he can't see this. So I was like, I'm going to edit it myself, It was emotionally horrible. It was so rough. It was so bad. And no one knew we were broken up. So like on the internet, I'm just like posting clips and dating this woman. And in private, I'm editing our breakup footage.
No, it was so fun. It was just the first video that I clicked because I thought it said a week ago. And so I was like, I'm about to get on this podcast and she's still going to be crying.
She's a shell of a woman. She's no wonder still in she tears. Was so upset in Pittsburgh. Yeah. Well, so and then I didn't realize that Allie even knew that I existed. And then Allie came to 3 of my shows in Pittsburgh.
Wait, oh my God. Wait, yeah, did you guys follow each other already?
No, Ashley still won't follow me back on TikTok. It's okay.
Fuck! No. Fuck, I'm sorry.
No, really, I do.
I'm going right now.
No, please. I do not want a sympathy follow. I actually like, it's like a kink of mine that I have to work for it.
Okay. Well, depending on how you do on this podcast, I will tell you whether or not you deserve a follow.
Okay, thank you.
Like, you know, because and you're funny, dude.
Thank you.
Like, just from this, in these 15 minutes that Maddie wasn't here for, because they're dweeb and fucking on the porch, Charlie Brown Christmas.
I was locked out of my mom's house.
What am I talking about? Oh, a lot of... Me, I've had
you were talking
many,
about how funny
many,
I was.
Yeah, many, many TikTokers. I've had them on the pod. They cannot always hold their own in a conversational environment. And then a lot of people are like, yeah. Full silence from Allie. A lot of people are like, why didn't you let this person speak more? They didn't, bitch. I was trying to get them to speak.
No, like sometimes I see like clips of like VidCon and stuff, and I'm like, is it so awkward? You know what I mean? And people are like, VidCon, the subtitle of VidCon is like my first time outside. You know what I mean?
Fucking virgin.
Are you a virgin?
I'm not a virgin, but I'm a gay virgin. I've only slept with
my little gay bar. Maddie's our gay baby, our little gay baby.
I know. Okay. I'm new baby to everything. Gay. That's it's okay. A big old world.
Honestly, you do have a cherub energy. To sleep with them.
You're like, it's a big world with so many people. Okay, how about you fuck one?
I'm kidding. It's so fucking big, just pick somebody.
I love this energy that Allie and I are both like mean dykes and we're just ganging up on poor
scissor, 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 scissor.
But we're gonna interrupt you. We want you to interrupt us, and you are already doing that. You're coming in with the riffs and the comments, and that's excellent. And I say this to every guest. But it doesn't always come naturally, and then my job is to boost them up as much as humanly possible. You know what I'm saying? And I will do that for you as well.
I had 3 older brothers, so I know how to interrupt.
Right. So that's why you're gay.
Exactly. I tell people that all the fucking time. I'm like, that's the quadratic formula right there.
Queerdratic formula. There we go. We got it. Excellent. You get enough. How many lesbian comedians does it take to create a lesbian joke? 3. And 1 cis male straight producer.
To watch.
How you doing, Maddie? How was your day? What got you locked outside, bud?
This is actually a great story. I was on my way back home from getting coffee. I got this coffee for free because somebody recognized me from the fucking podcast.
No fucking way!
Huge.
And they gave me a free coffee. I'm home in North Carolina. Wait, so it's so funny. The like headshot that I use for everything that I think is probably like my picture on Instagram is like me wearing a shirt from this coffee shop in North Carolina. And my friend was like, yeah, I like listened to the podcast. Or this girl I met was like, I listened to the podcast. And then I went on your Instagram and was like, you're wearing the shirt of the coffee shop that I work at. And then I walk in and they give me, so I won't say her name, but you know, shout out Open Eye Cafe in Carver. Thanks for the free coffee.
I literally recognize.
That's like never happened.
Why not say her? It actually sounds like you're some rich bitch. I'm not going to say this barista. I'm not going to say the name of this poor non-binary barista.
I won't utter the name of a peasant, but no, I don't know if she wants to be publicly whatever, but it was really, really nice. And I can't believe it happened. And then I was like,
straight people listen to the podcast, Maddie. You're not outing the barista by saying they listen to We're Having Gay Sex.
I just feel like in a small town like North Carolina, there's probably three rotating fucking employees. So like you say, like you just saying the coffee shop name, like the lesbians will find that barista.
They're like, oh, Kai. Of course. It's either Kai or Kiosk. Well, this is excellent. This is a great start. We're going to do intros. Allie, you're already a phenomenal guest. I'm so glad you're here. I feel like I know you because I met you 3 times in Pittsburgh.
You said hi once.
Wait, 3 different shows.
Okay, stop talking about it. I think Ash Gabs, it's like so cool. Not only women in comedy, you know, I'm always going to support, but funny to me just because she reminds me of me before I recovered from the Hey Mama's disease.
What the fuck? First of all, I'm like,
that's what I would have been like if I didn't meet my wife.
Okay. First of all, you have not recovered. Second of all, I am not a Hey Mama's lesbian. I don't fucking do that shit.
Are your nails painted black?
Yeah. Okay, the nails are not good in this particular moment. So, okay,
wait. Also just noticing that.
Here's what happened. I can explain. No, I'm not. I'm not doing
this,
that.
Actually, this is how much you're like not, I would not expect you to paint your nails. It's like, I saw like black on the tips of your fingertips and I was like, I guess she went too deep on a bad day or something. Like, I don't know what that is. It's not fucking nail polish.
She gave herself an oil change.
That's actually how they get oil. A lot of people think it's fracking or deep sea, what do they call it? I can't remember. You actually just go too deep inside of a lesbian.
You guys think oil is Republicans. It's really the lesbians.
Ashley has a strap on called the pipeline.
air horn. Okay, we should do the podcast. Hello, I am Ashley Gavin. cis gay white woman, she her pronouns. I identify as having tour dates. Please sign up for my text list. It's obviously very important to me. And then, as always, my gay virgin hall monitor to keep me from getting canceled. Are they a geek or are they a freak? This bitch is a freak and a geek. It's Maddie Wiener.
Hello. I'm Maddie Wiener. She, they pronouns. I also do comedy. I got a little Instagram. I got a little link tree. I'm popping everything on there. I'm writing Substack essays.
And an email list. Get on Maddie.
And an email list. I'm just happy to be here. That's really my vibe. I'm just happy
to be here.
And
bring
my I'm glad you're here, Maddie.
The table. Thank you.
Gotcha.
And then, Allie, do you mind introducing yourself to the people at home?
Well, can you say something like you said about Maddie, about me? Can you be like, my sexy little ginger, not virgin?
Okay, you got it. Let's see. You have 3 older brothers. You dress like a Hey Mamas. You're in denial about it.
Wow, this is not cute or fun at all.
No. I'm just trying to find
I thought
the
this was the thing.
No.
So this person dresses like this and they're on TikTok and good to meet you.
No.
I changed. I'll do it myself.
We were joking about suicide earlier. I'm so glad this person didn't take themselves out. So they can take you out. Just kidding. She's married. Give it up for Allie Belair.
I have whiplash. Hey guys, it's Allie. You can find me Allie_Belairs on anything and everything. I am a TikToker, but I am also a good person.
Yeah.
she her pronouns. What else did you guys say about yourself?
Are you cis? Are you a lesbian?
Oh, lesbian.
Great.
Oh, I forgot I'm bisexual, theoretically.
What did I want to say? Oh, I just saw something really funny happen to me on a date the other week, and I just want to share it with you guys.
Please.
Maine took me to see jazz, because that's something we do, because I'm in my 30s.
Jazz is horny. Jazz is so, so horny.
Jazz is, like, good jazz. It's awesome, dude. Mm-hmm. It's so fun. It's really fun. Like, yes. I relate to it because there's an improvisational nature to it. You know what I mean? And
right.
They're also like, it's a live performance, which I can also super relate to it. And when they get into flow, when a great musician gets into flow, they make the weirdest faces and gestures. And I live for them. I yeah. love seeing them enter their flow state. It's so cool.
Is it like older people? Like no, old no, jazz musicians?
It's
or
a
young
real
people?
Mix. Like I saw, oh fuck. I'm not going to get the name right. I think it's Christian McBride, his band, which is a lot of young people. He's not so young, but everyone in his band is young. It's like, the band is so cool. There's like this young woman who plays the saxophone and this young woman who plays the drums. And then this young guy, this young Jewish kid who plays the guitar. And then this piano. I mean, it was just like, it was just so cool.
How did you find out he was Jewish?
Oh, because his name was like Renan Hirschberg. I don't know who it was. That's
they were playing jazz. He was talking about being Jewish. It was great.
He was eating a bagel with lox on it.
Okay.
He was up there lighting the Hanukkah candles. You know, he had a yarmulke on and he was just shoving latkes into his mouth, talking about how he hates spending money. Yes. But it was just cool.
We said we got two Jews here in the room.
Yes, yeah, Allie, don't worry. We're not
Who's Jewish?
I'm Jewish.
We're oh, Jewish. I'm not Jewish.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. How do you know people's religion so well? It's like you just
can...
look...
You can well, you're from the South and you're living in Pittsburgh, so you like Maddie and I have had this discussion. Like you grew up in LA a little bit. I grew up here. Like there's just tons of Jews.
Yeah. Okay.
And they are not a lot of places. Is
yes.
What I'm learning.
Okay.
But anyway, so we're at jazz, and the guy. This particular night, this particular show was not our favorite, but we still were having a lot of fun. It was like a Wednesday. We just picked a random thing. And we were at Birdland, which is a fun little venue. And the guy in front of us went solo. You know, he just came to watch some jazz. It was super cool. But he was like really on his phone, and his phone was really bright. And the way that he was positioned, we could see him scrolling the whole night. And then at a certain point, he's scrolling Twitter and then just full ass. Yes. Like full
like ass, like
ass.
Outside or like asshole spread seeing inside.
Not
of
asshole
body?
Spread, but like just the teeniest little amount of underwear. Like
a woman or a man?
A woman. Honestly, I gotta say. I didn't not enjoy it. Like it was. And one of the things I love about dating this person, my main, is we look at each other like, whoop, that's pretty cool. And this guy is like a grandpa. This dude is like 75 years old.
I love that.
And we were like, well, what is he going to do? Like, so because he's scrolling pretty fast. The ass, you know, flies by, scrolls back. Scrolls back to full ass.
You don't want to miss that. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Clicks on it. He goes to the, he's reading the comments on the ass tweets.
It's so funny to be someone who's like cultured enough that they're like, I go see live jazz. And also I get my porn from twitter.com.
I also think it's kind of cute that he wasn't just staring at the photo, that he wanted to hear what other people had to say about it.
He goes to the quote retweets.
He was like, I just want to see what everybody else is saying.
What is the discourse around this ass? Yeah. I need to see what the ass diaspora is saying.
He was looking at other comments that were like, I'm in a jazz club right now, but I have got to look at this.
And it was just so funny because, I don't know, it was just like, you're in public, bro. Like, I don't know. It was just, and it was so, you're right. It was so counter to what we were all experiencing in the room. And I just felt, it was just like, it made the date even more romantic because I think we both kind of.
It's like funny, but illegal, right? That's illegal.
Oh, that's a great question.
Because it's like, illegal? To me, that's something that I would tell as the funniest thing ever that's happened, but I'm pretty sure illegal.
It is interesting because it's like, and Maddie's like doing the hall monitoring, trying to figure out whether or not we can, what's cancelable. There's a court case where some kids in college were having sex in a dorm room, like right up against the mirror. And there was a whole thing about whether, or not the mirror, the window. And there was a whole thing about whether or not that was private or a public act. And I believe the court ruled that it was public.
Do you remember when you found out that, like, the moment in your life where you found out that having sex in public was a felony? Do you remember that point in your life? Because I definitely remember that when I found that out, I was like, how are people keeping up with these kinks?
I mean, it is one of those interesting things where you're like, yes, if someone I know, because I don't have a lot of, I'm very fortunate that I don't have like a lot of sexual trauma. Yes. So if I saw people, and I have seen people banging in public, and it does nothing to me. Like, I'm like, oh, there are people banging in public. Right. And then I like go on with my day. You know what I mean? Like, I'm just like, oh, interesting. And usually they're covering it up so you don't see it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Ash is like, but I was paying attention.
But I was staring deeply.
And if you get the police, what do they call that person who draws the pictures?
Oh, the sketch artist?
The sketch artist. I could give you a vivid description of all genitalia involved.
There was a wart on the left nut.
But yeah, it doesn't really do much to me. So to me, I'm like, you know, but I know for other people, they might feel really triggered and upset by seeing something. But also you don't want to kink shame.
Right.
And also, like, it is sort of like if you don't get caught, then no one was harmed. Right. So it's like, well, then live your life, boo-boo. You know what right. I mean? Like, just don't get caught. Be careful. It's this really
What if
hard.
You were out in the middle of a forest?
Sure.
You know, and you were scared.
If two people fuck in the forest.
Right.
We went for the same
joke. No, do your riff, Maddie. Your riff is better. Do your riff.
No, I like yours.
No, I like yours.
Oh, I like yours.
I don't know where I was going. Mine was loose word association. I was like, that's like the tree thing.
I think the rest of your joke is if two people fuck in a forest and no one hears it, they really have sex? Yeah. I mean, that is the ultimate philosophical question. And sometimes people talk about public sex on this podcast. And every single time I have this anxiety attack between not wanting to shame this person, not yucking a yum, hoping they're doing it safely in a way that it will not compromise other people, and then also thinking about those other people who might be triggered by it. So listener, yes. Write in. As a host, what the fuck am I supposed to do?
I'll try to be more thoughtful of the trauma that people have.
Maddie, any thoughts, hall monitor? Can you fix this conundrum?
I just say follow the rules.
What are the rules? I don't know what they are.
Yeah. Can you explain them to us? It feels the like laws. when you go to file for taxes and it's like they you know that they know the laws, but they won't tell them. Like, they know the amount, they just won't tell you the amount. It's like, how about you just tell me the amount?
That's so funny. I wish there were an IRS for other, like, more questionable things in life that they could, you know, there's some sort of loophole pussy joke here. Well, that's my, honestly, I don't know whether or not it was legal, but it did make it more romantic because we were both turned on by the ass and we had the mutual experience of being like, oh, I love that my partner sees this ass and is turned on and neither one of us is jealous about the ass. Cause I feel like, don't you feel like a guy and a girl, a more traditional heterosexual cis couple, you know what I mean? The girl might get pissed at the guy for looking at the ass or vice versa.
The guy might get pissed at the girl is what I think.
That's possible too. Maybe the girl's bisexual. Or maybe the old man at the jazz club is scrolling Twitter and sees a massive cock on the screen.
Huge.
And the girl's like, oh my God, love that cock. And the guy is like, I don't like that.
I can't believe what these straight people say that.
Oh my God, love that cock.
Yeah, have straight.
I'm pretty sure that's. I think that's what all straight women say. Yes, I'm pretty sure. Oh my God, love that cock!
Wow, nice cock.
Nice.
Wow, nice cock.
Nice cock.
I like to think that this man at the jazz club, though, was just like a little guardian angel who, like, the second you guys were like, wow, that was a great ass, he just fades away into the distance. Like, my job here is done. He's just there to kind of spice up lesbian date nights.
That's Cupid.
By being like, what just fell across my Twitter page? Yeah, that's a modern Cupid.
It's he's
Cupid.
Like the equivalent of an old wise janitor from a 90s film, but he's like here to, or like Santa Claus. He's like here to like, yeah. But yeah, and then I think we had sex that night.
It's anyway, nice that you don't remember.
We have sex a lot.
Oh, wait, this is somebody who you're dating.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, I thought this was, okay, I'm not a good listener and I will do better.
No, no, no. It's totally fine. If I shame you right now, people will be like, Ashley, that's mean to Allie. She has ADD. I don't know if you do, but it feels like you probably do.
I have add and I also have subtract.
I've never heard it called add and I don't know what tract is.
Subtract. ADD. Oh,
that was such an ADD answer.
Sorry, we don't understand. We're medicated. What are you saying, Allie?
Sorry, I can't hear you through my Prozac. What was that?
Allie, do you want to be a comedian? You're very funny.
That actually means so much coming from you, actually. Yeah, I think that would be a cool... That's one of my goals.
Dude, that would be sick.
Why don't you just do it?
Well, I've started going to open mics. I think there's just this pressure, not to dive too deep into it, but I think there's just kind of this pressure of when I do it, it seems like it has to be perfect because so many people are watching me, you know?
Yeah, it's hard to start it when you already have an audience.
Right, like I feel like if I fail, they're going to be like, it's like people are going to know.
Well, Allie, you can take your time with it. Like you don't have to make the performances public like immediately. Like you can wait a year or two before you want to start, and you definitely don't have to start like touring until you like have your 45 minutes that you feel really proud of, you know? Yeah. What I mean,
I think I've written so many, I mean I've just like notebooks filled with it, and I just still
you definitely
so, I'm so like
talking like a comedian.
Thank you, I appreciate that.
I don't know, what do you think, Maddie? I think she's
no
funny.
Dude, that's sick. Yeah, no, you 100% are. You live in Pittsburgh?
I do right now, currently.
Oh, hell yeah.
You're going to have to leave if you're going to want to do comedy.
I told you I want. We're not going to be here forever. Next year and then the next year after that will be two completely different places.
Well, you should move to New York. Like, that's the Be Real is going off. I just want to let everyone know. No.
Oh, Be
no.
Real? Are you guys both on Be Real?
I'm not. Real. I'm not. Are you a Hey Mama's Lesbian?
Only Ashley. Ashley, wait. Post your nails on your Be Real.
My nail. Oh yeah, I did last night. I will add you on Be Real, Maddie. And fuck Allie. I don't even.
Oh, I don't have one.
Wait, what?
Sorry, I just try to be real in real life. If
fuck
you know
off.
What I mean.
My Be Real is so fucking real. I rarely post, and I don't let anyone follow me. I only follow like 10 people.
Oh, you're just like that. That's who you are. You're just so cool, and it's like it doesn't really matter. You know?
Oh, you're the opposite of. I know you're being sarcastic, but I do need to clarify that I am not so cool, and everything matters. Literally everything. Listener, spring has sprung, love is in the air, and that means you need your Helix mattress. You don't want to bring a girl home and have her crawl into your bed and feel like shit the next day, and then she takes it out on you and never sees you again. Help your boo thang get a good night's sleep on a Helix mattress. Go to helixsleep.com/gaysex, take the 2-minute mattress quiz, and you'll find out which mattress is best for you. And it's no stress. You get 100 nights to try it, and there's a 10 to 15 year warranty. So don't sweat this decision. But I know you're going to love it because you don't have to take my word for it. Helix has been awarded the #1 mattress picked by GQ and Wired magazine. It's even recommended by multiple leading chiropractors and doctors of sleep medicine as a go-to solution for improving your sleep. Helix is offering 20% off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/gaysex and use code HELIXPARTNER20. This is their best offer yet, and it won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now. Allie, I want you to become a comedian, and did you have gay sex this week?
Thank you. Yes, absolutely. I think you for a moment I want to talk about angry sex.
Yeah, sure.
Like,
oh my God.
Fighting sex.
Bro, I have had I had a real long run with hate sex, and I am happy to discuss it. I don't talk about it often on this podcast, but hate sex was a big part of my life for 6 years, I would say.
It's so passive-aggressive. Wait,
I've actually never had hate sex, but I've had, like, we're about to break up sex, where you're, like, the thing of, like, the fear fuels you.
insane. I haven't had hate sex in years. And so I fear that I'm going to sound a tad bit gay when I say that it's just so passionate. There's so much eye contact.
Hate sex is, I have so many theories about this, but we obviously want to hear yours first. So you were in a rough relationship, or you like on again, off again thing? Like,
What if you're like, it was my wife?
Apparently. You know, wife whom I love so much.
It's so funny because my wife, Holland, and I have never had a fight, not one fight. People don't believe that a lot. Never one fight. So there's been zero.
My current partner, I don't fight with. So I understand. Well, bicker, you know, it's really, yeah.
Yeah, we don't bicker. I don't know what's up with that. So really? There's never.
Bickering is sexy, though. Bickering is sexy.
I think that you can chase. I think that Holland's so funny to me that I find that, like, I'll rip your clothes off right now. She, like, makes a pun, and I'm like, okay, get it. Listen, your clothes are off. Okay.
Wait, where are you sitting, Allie?
Sorry. I'm in the grass. I'm just outside of the grass. No, I have this grass wall.
Sure.
Oh, in my house.
Why? Is it real grass?
No. This is fake grass. I'm at my house.
No. I understand that it's fake. Sick. Why did you make this choice?
Oh, for a grass wall?
I think it's cool.
Am I getting shamed for my grass wall?
No. I'm not grass shaming you right now.
Ash is trying to initiate hate sex.
You don't like a bush? You don't like a bush? What does this mean? I love a bush.
No. It's just such a bold choice. I'm curious what.
It is. I think it's going to look really good with a neon sign. Right here. And really, I have it for my merch. So it's like a cool little backdrop for my merch and stuff like that.
Yes. Okay, cool. Good merch plug. Anyway, continue. I apologize. I just needed to know about the grass.
It's killing you inside.
No. I'm good. I promise. Well,
where was I at? I don't even remember what we're talking about.
And you and your wife never fight.
No. Thank so it's a lot of eye contact and passion and slow dancing afterwards.
Yeah.
This is a question for both of you guys. Do you find that hate sex, is the fight over once you fucked?
I have jokes and theories about this.
I don't think that if you're having hate sex, I think when you have hate sex, you hold on to that anger regardless.
So,
like you're spiting somebody.
I agree. So here's the thing about hate sex. I think hate sex disguises itself as makeup sex. You have a fight and then you take all of that anger and you put it into the hate sex. And this is almost verbatim my joke. But what happens is you're not really working out anything. You're just shoving all of these problems into her pussy and it gets locked in an emotional time capsule inside of her vagina.
Okay, why are trust issues in her clit?
So like that's what I think is happening is you're unable to communicate your problems. And so the physical aspect of the relationship is the only way that you can connect, right? Or it is a pure way that you can connect. And I'm not saying this is true for everybody, but this is what I've found, that the sex, and then the sex becomes the binding agent of the relationship.
She's a scientist. This is a scientific reaction. Method, okay?
But like, and then you never work anything out and the sex is holding it all together and it becomes this like toxic situation.
I'm not saying it's
so good.
I'm not saying,
is so good.
Nobody's saying it's not hot. We're saying it's not healthy and it should, like it's been years, you know?
Yeah. And I used to think I would never have sex like that again. And I'd get really worried because I'm like, why does the unhealthy sex have to be so good? And then I've had a couple partners where I'm like, this is like really loving and beautiful. And it is, of course, as good.
I prefer it. I prefer it. I think that's just embarrassing. Like when I was a Hey Mama's lesbian, I mean,
Like, if it had a hole, you had to be careful. Like, you couldn't leave me with cantaloupe. My mom, like, wouldn't leave cantaloupe around me. She was like, you know, definitely prefer it.
But were you with a person that you had emotional problems with, or were you just hate fucking? Because in order to hate fuck, you have to hate. So they can't be a stranger.
You can hate yourself.
I have hate.
Every hate's a hate fuck. Every fuck's a hate fuck if you hate yourself.
You're just like looking at into a mirror masturbating.
But I do love the idea that you're hate fucking someone, but it's about you. You're like, you're role playing, and you're like, okay, you be me, be like, I hate mom, like that, like I don't.
You're just a fire. It's a fire sign thing. You have to be a fire sign.
Yeah, exactly.
You be me, and I'll be me, and then let's beat the shit out of each other. That's sex. Nobody comes. Our clothes stay on.
Bruised and battered.
So were you in a relationship?
Yeah. So I've had, horrible relationships before Holland. One was way worse and it was longer. And then another one was just with like a straight girl in college, which shouldn't really count. But when I was single, I was milking that cow. I was single, you know? I mean, it was bad. I am like not proud. I think back about it now and I'm like so embarrassed about it. I'm like, why?
You were just slutting around? That's okay. Nothing wrong with that.
That is an understatement of what I was doing. It's so bad. I'm like, oh my God. And then Holland, my wife
is talking?
Just...
No, Allie, what are we talking? We can bleep this. But like, I've been a whore. So like, I'm curious what you think is...
Why are we in the Zeta Tau Alpha bathroom with six of the Zetas?
Are you a slut or not, Allie?
She held the crown. Somebody said she held the crown while she went down. Excuse me? I hate it. No, I don't like thinking about it. I wasn't in a sorority, but I was in a sorority.
Yeah. Okay. But you were the sorority. It was a lot of sisters. So I guess what I'm trying to say is you are obviously entitled to feel however you feel about your slut phase, but I don't want you to shame yourself.
Freudian slip.
Yeah. Well, it's coming out later. Don't shame yourself because you were doing you. You were exploring. You were doing something. You needed to work it out.
I did.
And as long as you're being safe and communicative, like, what's the issue?
I think it's a fun time.
I think that I was just really deep in the "Hey, Mama's lesbian" phase, and so when I look back at it, I'm like, young grasshopper.
All the "Hey, Mama's" are turning this off.
Sorry, right now. I'm gonna not.
We don't
say
need
anything.
To be reformed. No. So wait. So then, where did the hate sex? How is the hate sex related to the slut phase?
No, it wasn't. It was in those. I was in horrible relationships, like cheated on and hit. In my first two.
Oh, like, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, actually.
No wonder you were having hate sex.
You can use this, but in a classy manner. My ex of like, I dated her for like 2 years, but she like had still will threaten me online and be like, I'm going to cancel you. And she like hit me for 2.5 years. And I was so there was a lot of hate sex in that.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm so sorry you went through that.
No, it's okay. I can dodge everything now. I'm like, you can't fucking
I will say, when you've been in a bad relationship, like, and then you've reformed and you get into good relationships, it is crazy how quickly you can see in someone else where you're like, oh, you're gonna fuck me up, I gotta get out of here. Yeah. You see those red flags fast, man. Yeah.
That's the root of my red flagness, I think.
We lived at the red flag factory, so we know what's going on here.
I'm actually running out of red flags now that I'm like forgetting. Prozac made me forget everything. So I'm like, I'm trying to think back about these relationships and I'm like, okay, what did they do that I could make into content?
Oh, well, I'm really glad that you met someone that treats you well. Makes me so happy because it sounds like things are pretty rough.
Yeah, I was going through it, but yeah, nonetheless, she persisted.
So what got you out of that though? Because I think a lot of people might be maybe some people listening are in the red flag factory.
Yeah.
They maybe are thinking, am I in the red flag factory? If you're thinking you are, you are. Just FYI.
Yeah.
If you have to think about it, then it is. I think that just it's so much easier to see it from the outside, you know? But like when you're in that, I mean, there's so much gaslighting and there's so much like you almost want this person so bad that when they're like, okay, you need to leave me because I'm not good for you, you're like, but I've been doing all this. I've been trying to fix you so much. It's this just huge trauma bond.
Yes.
And then you still have like the endorphins of like love and all that kind of stuff. But it's also
and hate
like
sex.
Heightened by the fear of like, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I
Allie,
mean, you
we're
lose,
very similar.
You lose a lot of family and you lose a lot of friends from those relationships. So it's scary. Yes. I mean, it's like starting from ground zero. And you don't want to admit that you've been blind to it this whole time. You feel silly, but you shouldn't. And I think there's a lot of people who can't leave those relationships because of money, health, or so many other reasons. So if you are in one of those relationships, I just think that you should start doing one small thing for yourself every day, because you'll come to a point where you have 10 things that you did for yourself today, and then you're going to be in a position where you're allowed to leave.
That is really fucking good advice.
That's amazing.
That's great. I'll expand one step forward. If you can find the bravery to even reach out and tell one friend, not what's wrong, but that you are not doing well, you don't have to expand on the, you don't have to put yourself in a position where you fear the safety because your partner knows you said something, whatever. But to have one person who can just be available and knows that you're struggling, that's a huge step right there.
Telling people to leave that situation is such a dumb thing to say to somebody. Somebody who's getting hit or cheated on knows that they should leave. It's not about that, and it's so much deeper than that. So just having patience with people who aren't ready to leave that situation yet and not calling them dumb, just calling them human and telling them that you will be there no matter what their decision is.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, no, of course not saying they're dumb. I don't
but
know
leave, you idiot.
Dumb. Well, the thing is, I also want to say, like, I don't want anyone to, I am a huge just agency advocate because I've been in those situations and I did not realize how much advocacy or sorry, how much agency I did have. I blinded myself to my own agency. And of course, there are complicated situations like the ones you just said. But we always have more agency than we think we do.
Absolutely.
And I think to your point too about like telling one friend too that just like, hey, I'm not like, I think even in any situation when you like tell somebody else, you'll know then that you have other people that you can rely on emotionally and other people that care on you, care about you, that this abusive person isn't the only person that
exactly.
you get all
you're
of
creating
your
a lifeline.
Love or connection or anything from. Like yeah. this, you just show you that there's more people out there. Even just platonically.
I've used my sister, because like sometimes I have my own shame around things, but I have reached out to people to just say, hey, I am not doing well right now. I don't super want to talk about it, but like I need you to know that I'm not doing so well right now. And it's like, it's just a lifeline to have there, you know?
Absolutely. Yeah. Just be gentle with people because you never know what they're going through, you know?
Of course. Yeah. Well, Allie, that was like just really super... I didn't think we'd get from ass Twitter to to like some real bravery.
You asked me to talk about my past relationships. Yeah, I mean, I think that a big part too
I asked you if you had gay sex this week. That's what I asked you.
You asked me if I ever hated somebody I dated. Yeah.
No, that was really important. Thank you for sharing all.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's okay not to hate your abuser right now. And it's okay to just leave that situation. You don't always have to say names because sometimes that's the scariest part of going through those threats and stuff. Just do what's best for you.
Wow. Thank you, Allie. Can I go to Maddie's sharing corner now?
Let's go. Let's go, Maddie.
Listener, one of the best ways to support this podcast is to come see me live, okay? It's a really great way to just support the whole team and everything that we do here. So get on my text list or my email list. It's international, both of them. AshleyGavin.com. Go sign up and I'll literally text you when I'm in your area. So you don't have to hear all these plugs. You can skip right by them. Don't even worry about your city. Just get on one of those two things and I will let you know, okay? Because there's a lot of cities coming and I just remaking this announcement over and over again. We all think it's annoying. You do. I do. Get on the text list, you piece of shit.
I've never felt less like a real adult than what I'm about to say compared to what you just said. I'm sorry. No, Maddie, Ashley, please do my little intro.
What's going on? We got our hall monitor over here. It's time for show and tell. It's Maddie's sharing corner.
It truly couldn't be less of a real adult experience. It's like a parody. So I'm in North Carolina right now. I drove down for Christmas. I drove down instead of flying because I had to take my pet rabbit, Wilbur. here's maybe a little segment I'll start.
No, that's adult.
I didn't have gay sex this week, but I'll tell you all the times I had the opposite of gay sex this week. This week, the opposite of gay sex that I had was pulling over during the middle of this road trip to feed Wilbur water out of a syringe so he would stay hydrated on the car ride. I have little syringes from the vet.
Now, listener, if you don't know Wilbur, you got to go to rabbitinfo.finance. That is premier website for Wilbur and Maddie content.
You are such a good mom.
You really are the best mom ever. Thank you.
Oh, I thought she was saying you're the best mom for bringing your rabbit out of a
school. Oh, me?
Yes.
Oh, my God. And I was like, Ashley is my mother. Ashley's mommy. Ashley is mommy.
You and the rest of the internet are saying that.
It is time to do podcast with mommy. yeah, I know. That's very sweet for saying. Yeah, he's here, though. We made it down. But I was like, wow. There's some moments where you zoom out and you're like, how did we get here?
You know how long a drive was it? Oh, I'm sorry, Allie.
Do you have a sexuality of your rabbit?
I thought you were going to ask if I had a sexuality, and I was like, I hope it's in there. We actually discussed this on a previous episode. I want to get him a girlfriend, but I was like, what if he's gay? And I'm trying to figure out how I would
listener,
deduce that
write
in a rabbit.
How do you tell if a neutered rabbit is gay?
Wow, we got to write the punchline to that joke.
Allie, at your next open mic, how do you tell if a neutered rabbit is gay?
Does he suck on the carrot? Does he suck on the carrot or chew on the carrot?
Or do you hand him the carrot and he goes, I'm not fucking gay. I'm not putting this fucking carrot in my mouth. No homo. Or he eats the carrot and he's like, no homo though. No fucking no homo.
This rabbit's personality.
The rabbit goes to a bodega and is like, I need a bacon, egg, and paws. That is a very niche joke, and I don't expect anyone to get that.
I'm laughing for sympathy.
So here it is.
You gotta add that to the soundboard. I am laughing for sympathy.
I don't know what areas that'll hit, but definitely in New York, at bodegas. Toxically masculine men can't order a bacon, egg, and sausage because sausage is gay.
Oh,
so the vernacular, the slang became bacon, egg, and paws.
This upsets really me so much about men when like they talk about women's vaginas and they're always like, oh, roast beef this, roast beef that. And it's like, if roast beef isn't your choice of meat, then maybe sausage is. But
exactly.
Get out of here. I love Arby's.
I'll fuck it up.
Arby's is an ally to the queer community. So you're feeding your rabbit water on your way down to North Carolina.
Yeah, we took it was supposed to be a 6-hour drive. It took me about 16 hours because he seemed unsettled. So I had to pull over to let him regain his footing and eat.
Maybe because he was in the car for 16 fucking hours. You're like, I don't know, after hour 9, I just stopped every hour. It's like that motherfucker wanted to be home.
Wait, Maddie, it took you 16 hours?
I something like that. Am I doing the math right? I
left. So you did have lesbian sex this week. You fucked like rabbits.
Yeah, we stopped 7 times. It took all day. It all led back to my mom eventually. When I pulled up to her house. But I did not have gay sex with
you. You were afraid of the cops pulling you over as well. You're in the South. You never know. Some of those laws are old.
Judgmental.
I did have This is I am on Hinge right now, and I did match with a really cute guy, but I'm realizing that I like don't know how to flirt because I'm looking back at our text conversation and I talked to him about my favorite Wikipedia pages for like 3 days.
It's sexy. That there's a lesbian out there that would think that is no, so for fucking sure. Hot.
They're actually listening to this right now, all of them.
Do you think that would go over better with women?
I think that women, you just have to find a woman that is into what you have. There's somebody out there everyone. Like you are a 10 to somebody. Somebody is.
I don't love that. I don't like saying that to people though, Allie, because like you're a 10 to somebody feels a little bit. Well, somebody's got to like it. But it,
look, there's people who like having shit smeared all over their face. Someone is down for you. But people Maddie, like all kinds of sick shit. You'll find your person.
Can I give you some advice for please. You, Maddie, and then also some advice for the listener? Do not talk to someone for 3 days on the dating app. Go in, find out whether or not you like them, get the number, make the plan, and do not speak till you see them in person. Period.
Don't talk about it. Be about it.
Exactly.
Whoa. It is tough when you're five states away from where they are, though.
Yeah.
I feel like right now.
That's right. Yeah.
But my advice is because you start to lose steam. It can become awkward and you're running out of first date topics for the first date. And that date chemistry is more important than the text chemistry.
Yeah. This Ooh. Might be a little bit sex positive, but I think you talk to them until you like want to hump them. Like dry hump them, and that's the exact time you should want to go on a date.
You know what? Wait, I love the dry humping thing though, because that is
me too.
What
I live that, for it.
I love that as a litmus test though, because I think sometimes I am on like a dating app and I'm like, would I let this person fully sit on my face and fuck me right now? And I'm like, I don't really know him that well, so then I don't swipe on him. And it's like, yeah, of course you don't. But like, I have that thing where I'm like, if I would not fully like, if I'm not fully lubed up for this person right now, I guess I don't like them. And it's like, no, you should only have to, it, you work up to that.
My litmus test is, well, swiping is a different story because it's not committal. You know what I mean? You don't have to message them. But if I'm messaging and this person doesn't make me smile, chuckle, like I think they're smart or interesting or funny within the first couple exchanges, I'm done. I'm not going on. I don't go on test dates. If I get the heart flutter or the fanny flutter within those, I'm like, okay, this person's like kind of funny. Then I'll go, I'll get the number. Yeah.
Inflation is just way too high. Inflation is so high that you cannot afford to take everybody on a date. You know?
Yeah. It's crazy. I mean, it's like such a waste of time. So Maddie, my advice to you would be to stop talking to this person until the date.
Okay.
Make them want and need you.
Here's my favorite Wikipedia page, and I just send them like the entry for a restaurant I think we should go to, like a historic district restaurant. What about this Wikipedia page? That's really cool. That's the only way I can communicate.
At Thursday at 7 p.m. How about this Wikipedia page?
I send them the Wikipedia page for kissing. Isn't this cool?
For the clit so he can find it later. You're just sending him coordinates. You're mapping it out.
That's so funny. Well, what? Tell me about this guy, Maddie, just very quickly.
He's really cute. I think he's in a long-distance open relationship, which is funny because I have a joke shitting on the
Maddie,
idea of
I
that.
Maddie, I just realized something. You're yes. our first ever truly single co-host.
Whoa.
This is so exciting. Like, people are going to want to hear about your dates.
Oh, my God. Okay. Wait, that's very exciting.
And by the way, the internet is officially, like, falling head over heels in love with you. I don't know if you've been reading the comments.
I don't, but that's so nice. I, for my own mental health, it scares me. I just, I'm like,
there's nothing
even if it's
bad.
Good, I'm Maddie, like, I shouldn't, but even if it's good, I'm just like, I shouldn't change my conception of myself because a bunch of strangers think I'm cool. It's very, very nice. Is that the wrong approach? It's also overwhelming.
I don't know. I'm sick in the head.
I'm currently unmedicated, so don't listen to anything I'm saying.
No, I do love it though. I don't want to sound if you're listening to this. I genuinely so appreciate it. It's the coolest thing.
The positive comments really mean a lot to me, particularly when they're detailed. Like I listen to this. I'm an ER. I'm gonna cry. I'm an ER nurse, and I listen to your podcast on my way to work. or like while I'm, you know, London, that kind of thing where I can really imagine.
Wait, that is funny. That, sorry, I don't mean to cut off the idea of someone playing that in the ER to get them through the day. And then this is the last thing someone hears before they die. They're doing CPR.
And then, what's up, Bottom Nation? But like, that's the type of stuff. I mean, it's really nice when people tell me I'm funny, but it's like the and also like people say really heavy things too, like your pod saved my life or your pod helped me come out. I love those, but the ones I love the most are where I can imagine you listening to it and really feel how it's connected to your day. That really moves me.
Is your love language words of affirmation?
Duh.
Oh, you go.
Allie, I'm sure you get a fuck ton of... Or is everyone just trying to have sex with you?
No.
Yeah,
no,
how do you deal with your DMs?
I don't. I think that if anyone, like, I answer most of my DMs where people are like, your wife is so hot. And I'm like, yes, absolutely. But I think I've created a pretty strong boundary of, this is actually something that me and my wife talked about the other day, is like, I don't get why people cheat, because to me, it's so hot of me that like people want to be with me, but like they have absolutely no chance. Like, that's so hot. You know?
There is something to talk to. If you know the people want your partner, but you're the one who gets them, it's like, yeah. Ooh,
oh,
baby,
that
let's
turns
go.
Me on so much.
Yeah. That's that rocks.
When
yeah.
people are attracted to my partner, that mm-hmm. turns me on so mm-hmm. much.
Yeah.
So much.
Me too. I think that's like the hottest thing, is faithfulness can be so sexy if you guys would try it the fuck out.
That was very like that was very like youth pastor, like, you know what's actually yeah. sexy? Staying faithful.
Get on your knees for Jesus.
Oh, you want to get nailed? You know who else got nailed?
What, I feel like he was like the first train. What is it? The Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost? Thank you.
That's funny. I've not
I'll take
heard
all
that,
three of
the
them.
First train.
I'll take all three.
Well, Maddie, I just want you to know that people love you. They
Maddie,
do.
I want to hear a little bit about why,
oh,
if
Allie's
you're
hosting.
if you're feeling comfortable about talking about why you haven't let go of your, are you saving it, your lesbian virginity?
Wait, no, pause just for very... a second. I just want to say for the listener at home, when I said Allie's hosting, it was a bit. I
oh my God, you guys, please don't cancel Ashley.
Oh, I didn't even hear what you said. That's the only reason I didn't laugh. I wasn't like hurt by it.
Yeah,
that's
you
hilarious.
Fucking bitch. Why didn't you laugh at my hosting joke? No, I love when we get into an episode and the chemistry is so good that everybody's hosting, which is just a conversation. But anyway, go on, Maddie. Answer Allie's host question.
Oh no, I've never really been into like casual sex. Like, I think I really enjoy sex when I don't have to be in love with the person, but when I have some kind of like connection with them, and like, I just get a little nervous around it. I don't even know. So like, I'm not closed off to it, but I just haven't. I also don't know how to, here's something I was like talking to a friend about yesterday, is that I was like, the way that straight women talk to each other, like the way that we just like casually, what I'm talking to straight women is like, that like you give each other compliments and you're like, I love you so much. You're literally so fucking hot. And I would bend you over this table and fuck you right now.
Allie Colbert has a bit like that. And it's so funny.
Oh, does she really?
Yeah.
Okay, so but then it's like, okay, but now I'm like, okay, so now I want to flirt with women. And I'm like, I can't tell if we're, every time I message a girl on Hinge, I'm like, you're so cute. I'm like,
she's on Hinge, Maddie. That is how you know. You fucking idiot.
I don't know, but I
she
just
is on
like
Hinge.
I'm being like,
she's flirting with you. She is on a dating app.
She's like, come I want a scissor. Maddie. Maddie's like, she wants to do arts and crafts. And that's crazy. It's
Maddie,
crazy.
That is so insane to me that you're literally on it. You're not talking about a friend in comedy or like a friend that you went and got coffee from. You're like, oh, is this a date? You're literally on a dating app. You're like, is this flirting? You piece of shit.
But I think it's so, I think it's such a cool thing that sex can mean so many things to different people. Like, sex to you is
shut
something.
Up.
Sex to you is something that's like, you're like, oh my God, I'm like, I want it to be like emotional and not in first date. And then there's other people who are like, I would fuck anything with a hole. A direct quote from me 50 minutes ago.
Maddie, you need to like, I want to get you laid so bad.
I feel like the longer you wait, you're going to overhype it, you know? And then it's going to be like just
it's
7
already,
hours.
It's already overhyped.
Okay.
Yeah, I joined a gay podcast before I slept with the, I mean.
I love it.
Should we do our fist to the future? Some butt plugs?
Let's do it.
All right. Allie, what are you working on? Where can people find you besides the open mics?
People can find, don't find me at the open mics. You can find me at Allie _ Belairs.
The Pittsburgh Improv in the side room, running 5 on Thursdays.
No. Allie _ Belairs.
But actually, no, thank you so much.
I don't know if I've ever said this, but I'm actually nervous for people to come. You know, I like kind of want to do it on my own first and make sure I can make the homophobes laugh before I can make the people who I know find me funny laugh.
Yes. Yes.
And then I'll know I have a future.
Because it, look, you don't have to make everybody laugh, but there is some percentage that is optimal. And when people are always like, you must hate performing for straight people, I'm like, no, dude, I want to make everyone laugh.
Right. I think that TikTok, you get into this niche and it's like, I know I can make your purple-haired cousin laugh. You know, like I know that she relates. I know that she relates
to barista in North Carolina.
Right. She's, I know I'm funny to her, but yeah. So everyone. So yeah, stand up. Hopefully in the future, maybe Ash Gavs can give me a little guidance there.
I would love to. And Maddie is also an extremely talented comedian. If you haven't seen,
stop.
And Maddie, I would love that from you as well.
Maddie's got a set on Comedy Central on YouTube that you can go and watch.
Oh, huge! I will do that, man.
Yeah, she's very funny. Maddie, what about you? What are you plugging?
At Maddie Tweener on Instagram and YouTube. I'm going to be dropping a half hour special at some point in this year. So if you want to just be in the know for that. And I got my little Substack essays that I write about gender and the internet and what's going on in my brain. They're a fun time.
And then Allie is on the text list. So you get on the text list, you piece of shit.
I'm on the text list, and honestly, I've been going around Pittsburgh stealing people's phone and putting them on the text list.
Actually, I'm going to start writing graffiti on bathroom stalls for a good time call. And it's going to be this.
For a good time text tour to 877.
They get to the show, they're like, oh, this is actually a really good time.
I did have a great time. Seriously, though, because tour dates are always in flux. Things move, things change. I'm not always booked out. You know, sometimes I add things last minute. So it's really helpful for you to be on it. And then guys, support this patreon.com/WHDS. $1 goes a long way. Let's get Maddie a certificate for their bunny to get on the plane so that we don't have to be driving. Give Maddie a raise, patreon.com/WHDS. Thank you.
Thanks for listening, guys. Patreon.com/WHDS to support this podcast, to support all of the free work that you see, like the clips, this podcast, the YouTube vlogs and stuff like that. All of that costs a lot, and you can help by donating just $1, and you get access to all different types of stuff. So including bonus episodes, up to 4 bonus episodes a month, patreon.com/WHDS. And sign up for my ticket alerts and stuff like that. Okay, gay thought. Because there's only audio on this, I'm gonna do some gay ASMR. Are you guys ready? Okay, it's not the best gay ASMR I've ever done, but here we go. This is the sound of my nail clippers. Safe sex. I'll take care of you. This is the sound of my anti-inflammatory drugs because I have chronic pain. Do you have chronic pain, queer? It's anti-inflammatory. Okay, this is the sound. Okay, this doesn't make much sound, but this is a tube of fake blood. That's a tube of fake blood that my main had me hold in her pocket because she works in theater. So fake blood. This is 2 different drinks that I got today because I couldn't decide. This is a matcha. This is a cold brew. Have a good week.